There's nothing to be sad about. There's nothing to be downhearted or be downtrodden. He said, teach you his way. And we will walk in his paths. Wonder how is his path? Are they trouble? Are they dark path? Confused? Destruction on that path? You notice that the psalmist says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, right? He leadeth me beside. Didn't say trouble water. Still water. That means everything is peaceful. I've been out on the Gulf. I've been out, and the wave got pretty big, got pretty high. Most people been out there on the tidal wave. I bet they call them baby waves. They were some big waves to me. They about 4 or 5 feet high. Shh, man, get me out of here. But he leads us where in his path, and that's the enemy trying to get you off that path. Amen. And then it go on to say, out of Zion shall go forth the law. Oh, out of Zion, the church, the body of Christ, will go forth this truth. We walk in this truth, and out of this truth will be proclaimed to the world. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. You know it started in Jerusalem, didn't it? The inward witness grows to maturity only when the word prevails over our consciousness. I want to close with this one. I'm going to skip some other things and I get this one. I got some more, but I'm going to skip them. Listen to this. This is why you want to believe in heart and you want God your heart. Luke 21:34. You have it? Or are you turning that now, huh? Luke 21:34. Are you with me? Listen to this. Take heed to yourselves. See, listen, don't be sluggish, sleepy. And none of that stuff. Take heed to yourself, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeit, drunkenness, cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unaware. You get your heart all filled with all these cares and all this stuff, and the devil, next thing you know, you in that kind of, this stuff had come upon you, you don't know where it came from. And you just, pulling your hair out, you know, no, that wasn't what happened to mine. It just slipped, that's all. But my point is, you don't want to get your heart overcharged with these things because it robs you of the peace of God. You want to charge your heart, fill your heart with the word of God. Oh. And it's sweet believing. Oh, when your heart is filled with the things of God, with the word of God, it's sweet in believing. Because you are fully confident, fully persuaded that what you're believing, what you're saying will come to pass because you know God can't lie. And you know I'm believing now. I'm not trying to believe. I'm not full of fear in this. I am at peace and it's sweet. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you don't want to get your heart overcharged. Amen. I'm going to stop right there because I was trying to get to the end, but I just stopped right there. Don't let your heart get overcharged. Let his saying become yours. And once his saying become yours, then you can have, like what Jesus said, you can have what you say. Because what he has said, now is your saying.